Welcome to the About, From, and With podcast, a podcast showcasing speech-language pathologists' journeys to finding their passion and purpose in the field. I'm your host, Dr. Danica Pfeiffer. In each episode, we'll learn about, from, and with SLP clinicians and researchers as they share their experiences, advice, and expertise. Hello, thank you for tuning in for another episode of About, From, and With. If you haven't already, be sure to subscribe to the podcast to be notified of new episodes as they come out. If you're enjoying the podcast, I'd love if you take a second to leave a rating or review on Apple Podcasts. That will help others find it. In this episode, I'll be discussing what to expect during second round or on-campus interviews. These interviews typically take place with the final 2 to 4 candidates who are being considered for a position. I'll be sharing insights based on my own experiences, but know that while many elements are the same across universities, you may encounter some variability depending on the type of university and the position you're interviewing for. There's a big shift that happens from the first round interview to the second round interview. If you've made it to the second round, that means the department is seriously considering you for the job. You've made a good impression on them, and now it becomes equally, if not more, important to figure out if the department and the position is right for you. Now it's their turn to try to convince you that you should consider becoming a faculty member in their department. During the second round interview, some things to consider are, can you see yourself working there? Will you be supported there? Does the dynamic of the faculty feel like a good fit for you? Can they provide you with the resources you need to build a successful research career? Will you be able to teach the courses that you're passionate about? To begin, let's start with the scheduling piece. Most of the time, these interviews will be scheduled at the university across either 1 or 2 full days. This allows you to see the city or the town where the university is located and get a feel for the campus and the department environment. Typically, the search committee chair will reach out and offer a few options of days to schedule the interview, and someone in the department will help with getting your travel arrangements in order. Usually, you won't have your full schedule until a few days before the interview, but you can expect to start early and have a full day planned. Now let's talk about preparing for the second round interview. It's helpful to have a document with everyone's names and areas of expertise that you will be meeting with. These names should be listed on your schedule. It's also helpful to brainstorm some potential questions to ask each person, because there's always time for you to ask questions during these interviews. For small group or one-on-one interviews with faculty in the department, you could ask about their research programs or ways that you may be able to collaborate with them. You could also ask about ongoing collaborations within the department or with other departments. You could ask what they enjoy about working in the department or information about living in the area. This is really a good time just to learn more about what goes on in the department, but also their overall lives living in this location and working at this university. I think it's also smart to prepare answers to questions related to your research program, teaching philosophy and experience, and diversity, equity, and inclusion experiences. You want to be able to talk concisely about your experiences in each of these areas and how you could contribute to the programs offered in that department. Make sure you research the department's website so you know about the ongoing research, the different programs they offer, and the courses that you could potentially teach. You should also prepare to talk about why that department in particular is interesting to you and why you think you would be a good fit for the position. The other thing you'll need to prepare is a job talk and/or a teaching demonstration. This will largely depend on the focus of the department and the university. For example, if you're interviewing at an R1, you'll likely only be asked to give a job talk. And if you're interviewing at a teaching-intensive university, you may only be asked to give a teaching demonstration. To hear some tips for preparing and presenting the job talk, check out Season 2, Episode 18. And to hear about preparing teaching demonstrations, check out Season 2, Episodes 6 and 9. Both of these presentations are times for you to showcase your passion for the field and your area of expertise. I recommend starting to work on these early and getting feedback from your mentors or others who have been on the job market recently so you can feel confident giving your talks and putting your best foot forward. Oftentimes, it'll take the search committee chair a little while to put your schedule together, but you can ask them if they would like you to give a talk so you can begin preparing that while you wait for your full schedule. I recommend bringing a notebook or portfolio in your bag on the day or days of the interview so you can jot down questions or things that come up during the interviews that you want to remember or ask about later. You can always bring your notes about the various people you'll be meeting with so you can look over those during breaks. Some other things that are helpful to bring in your bag are the schedule that they send you in advance, a couple snacks, some mints, water, a copy of your CV printed out, and a flash drive with your talks and your startup package. You never know if the people you're meeting with, such as the dean, have had a chance to review your CV before you meet with them, or someone may ask about something in your startup package, and it's nice to have both of those things easy to reference if you should need them. Now let's talk about the interview itself. There will be formal interview time scheduled into your itinerary, as well as informal social time. The formal interview time typically includes some combination of meetings one-on-one with the department chair, the dean of the college, and the search committee. Sometimes it also includes other university staff, such as associate deans for research, undergraduate or graduate students in the department, or small groups of faculty within the department. You can typically expect a few breaks throughout the day between meetings with different groups of people. I encourage you to always take the breaks that are offered, even if you don't really need to use the restroom. Having just a few quiet moments to yourself is really helpful to regroup during these marathon days. The search committee chair may also ask if there's anyone else in particular that you would like to meet with that isn't on your schedule. This is a great opportunity to meet other faculty at the university that you may want to collaborate with if you were to work there in the future. For example, for one of my on-campus interviews, I asked to speak with a faculty member from the College of Education because my research is interprofessional and it's one of my main research priorities to build collaborations with faculty in education. It was a great time to learn about the university from another perspective outside of the department and about collaboration opportunities. You may also ask to speak with students if they aren't on your schedule. They have a great perspective to share on the dynamics of the department and can help paint a fuller picture of what it would be like to work there. Another person to consider meeting with is someone in the university's grant office. This person can tell you about the supports offered for faculty during the grant writing process, as well as after grants are awarded. You can also learn about internal funding opportunities that the university offers. All of this information is useful in finding out the kinds of supports that are available to you as you build your line of research. Okay, now let's talk about some of the interviews and the meetings that you'll have. The most common being an interview with the search committee and one-on-one meetings with the department chair and the dean of the college that the department is in. In each of these, there will be time where they share information about the position and the department or college. They'll ask you questions about your qualifications and interest in the position, and you'll have time to ask them questions as well. In my own experience, your meeting with the search committee is the most typical interview style, where they will take turns asking you questions related to research, teaching, and service. These questions will go more in depth than the first round interview. You may be asked to explain your research program, your plans to apply for funding, your teaching philosophy, classes that you've taught in the past and could teach in the future, your interests in service activities, and your experiences with diversity, equity, and inclusion in research and teaching. The meeting with the department chair is typically where you'll get more into the fine details about the position. The chair usually has the most information about what the position will entail and the needs of the department. This is a good time to find out what classes you would or could teach and the kinds of resources you'll need to be successful there in terms of your startup package. During this time, you could ask what a typical startup package includes for new faculty or a range of startup funds for faculty in the department. This way, if you do receive an offer, you have some information to go off of when you begin negotiating. I've had some second-round interviews where they asked for a startup spreadsheet in advance of the interview, and others where they just asked more generally about the kinds of equipment I would need for my research. At one place I interviewed, the chair's first question to me was, "So, is your research expensive?" It's helpful if you can lay out your startup package before your first second round interview so you can give some specific information about the resources you'll need to be successful in your first few years. When you meet with the dean of the college that the department is in, you'll zoom out and have a more big picture conversation about the university and the initiatives in the college. They may give you information about the history of the college or new initiatives and resources available to faculty in the college. They will want to see how you and the work that you're doing fits in with some of the bigger goals and strategic planning of the college. It's a good idea to check out the specific college's strategic plan, as well as the university's strategic plan, in preparation for this meeting. You can draw on some of the things outlined in either one during your conversation and ask specific questions to learn more about them. The dean may also ask you about potential collaborators in terms of specific people in the department that you would be working in, as well as across disciplines. So it's a good idea to check out the other disciplines in the college to see if any align with your plans for your future work. At some point during the interview, you'll likely go on a tour of the department, the clinic if they have one, and some parts of the campus. This is a great time for some informal chat to get to know people in the department a little bit more and learn about the university and the position. During this time, you can also get a feel for lab space and resources that other faculty have that may be available to you in the department as well. There will also typically be at least one meal with members of the search committee or other faculty or students in the department. For most people, this is usually a lunch, but it may also include a dinner as well. Mealtimes are great for having informal conversation and asking some of the questions you may have about living in the area, the university, or things that have come up in your conversations so far that you want more clarity about. Throughout all of the conversations during the second round interview, be sure to ask questions about the things that are most important to you in deciding if the position is a good fit. This is really your time to learn as much about the department as you can. It can be really telling to watch how the people in the department interact with one another and how the faculty interact with the students. Prepare to be very exhausted at the end of your day. Give yourself a day to recover after traveling home if you can. It's a lot of information to process and digest. I recommend sending some personalized thank you emails to the people you spoke with the next day, emphasizing your continued interest in the position if that's the case. Sometimes they will reply to you and sometimes they won't, but I think it's a nice gesture to thank them for their time and consideration of you as an applicant for the position. Behind the scenes at the university you interviewed with, the process of choosing a candidate to extend an offer to can vary. Some search committees are asked to make a recommendation to the dean, but then the dean ultimately chooses who to extend the offer to. Other times, the search committee chooses the candidate to receive the offer. And then it could be the case that the chair is the one that decides and makes the recommendation to the dean. This process is not going to be shared with you as an applicant of who makes the ultimate decision, but it's important to keep in mind as you're interviewing that it's not just solely up to the search committee in most cases. Sometimes they actually have very little say in the candidate that receives the offer. One of the questions that I recommend asking the search committee or chair when you meet with them during the second round interview is what their timeline is for next steps. That way, when you get back home, you can gauge when you should be hearing something from them. I really think the waiting game is the most challenging part of this whole process, especially after the second round interview. If you don't hear anything in the timeline that they've provided, you can always email the search committee chair asking if they can provide you with any updates about the position. If you're not their first choice, there may be a period of time where you don't hear anything and they aren't allowed to tell you that they're negotiating with someone else. This doesn't necessarily mean that you're out of the running for the position because that person could ultimately decide not to take the position. But you may have to wait longer than the timeline they originally gave you for an answer. I had a second round interview for a position where the search committee said it would take about 2 weeks for them to make a decision, and then I didn't hear anything. So I followed up by email, and they said that they hoped to have an update soon. I followed up again after a month, and they still didn't have any information. Then 3 months after the interview, I received a letter in the mail saying that they had chosen another candidate. This can happen if universities have rules in place that they can't tell applicants about the results of the search until all paperwork is signed with their candidate of choice. So just know that that can happen, and it feels like a long waiting game, but sometimes there are things going on behind the scenes where there are restrictions where they cannot get in contact with you. In closing, keep in mind as you go through the second round interview process that the goal is to find a great fit for you and the career you want to have. Receiving the invitation to interview means that the search committee sees something great in you and that they believe you are qualified for the position. Now it's your chance to see if the department in the university can provide you with the resources and support that you need to be successful. This is an important time to reflect on what you value the most in a position. Lean on others who have gone through the process recently, as well as family and friends who know you the best. This can be a stressful time, but the more you can reflect on and identify what will make you feel the most fulfilled in a position, the easier it will be to make a decision about where to start your next chapter. Thank you for tuning in for another episode of About, From, and With. If you haven't already, be sure to follow the podcast so you'll be notified of new episodes when they come out. I'd also love if you could take a quick second to leave a review of the podcast to help others find it. You can follow me in the podcast on Instagram at danicapeiffer.slp or on Twitter at about from_with. Until next time, stay humble and kind.